The book of Numbers. I'm going to give a simple teaching here this morning on the importance of the word of the Lord. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 is a very familiar portion of scripture. Amen. It says, God is not a man that he should lie. That means men lie. Amen. Nor a son of man that he should change his mind. That means at times we will change our mind. How many have ever changed their mind? You swore and you promised that you were going to do it and you didn't do it. You said something like, I changed my mind. The Bible goes on to say, does he speak and then not act? How many have said something and not fulfilled it? New Year's resolutions already gone in the wind. The Bible goes on to say, does he promise and not fulfill? Question mark. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. I pray that you open hearts and minds for this simple teaching, Lord. Hear this day, that your word enter our hearts, renew our minds, our thinking, Lord, that we may be able to walk it. In your precious name we pray, and we all say, amen. So here in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, we come to find out that God does not lie. He does not change his mind. When he says something, he backs it up. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. This is the one that you want to go to on a daily basis. This is not the one that you want to leave on the shelf somewhere. Because everybody else will have flaws, fall short, and at times lie, change their mind, say something, not back it up, make promises and not back them up. But the Word of God says that God's not capable of any of that. There was a quote on the daily reading that stated this. It ties in real nice with Numbers 23:19. And the quote says, the best way to face life's changes is to look to the unchanging God. So many people have called me and said, man, Pastor, I'm going through changes right now. Whether you yourself made yourself go through changes, somebody else made you go through changes, however it takes place, amen. We all go through changes. The book of Ecclesiastes says that nothing stays the same. Or does it? The only one that stays the same is God. Amen? Don't lie. Don't change his mind. When he speaks, he backs it up. And when he makes promises, he comes through. This is what the word of the Lord is able to do for your life. Is able to put you back on course, keep you on course. When the many attacks of the enemy, family, friends, whatever it may be, the word of the Lord is like a compass. It's an anchor, amen? It's able to keep you aligned. It's able to keep you discerning correctly. When people are lying and changing their mind, saying something, not backing it up, giving you promises this new year, and already they've broken them. It's good to know that in these changing times that we live in, that we have an unchanging God. The book of Romans, chapter 8, 31 through 32. The Bible reads, what then shall we say in response to this? I got the wrong verse, amen, but it's okay. Jamie, give me the one of you. Hold on to my teachings, man. It's okay. You're my disciple, that one. If you hold on to my truth. Huh? John 8:31. It was in Romans. John 8:31 through 32. If there's somehow you can change that, that would be cool, Adam. If you can't, there you go. The Bible reads, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, amen? If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. 32 goes on to say, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Real simple teaching here this morning. If you hold to my teaching, which is his word, the Bible, there's that word if. Go back to 31. The Bible reads, if you hold to my teaching, if tells me that many let go, which represents to me many stop reading. Have you ever once stopped reading because you were going through it? When it should have been a time where you would read a little bit more through whatever you were going through, allowed you to stop reading from holding on to the truth. The enemy's good as he convinced Eve in the garden in convincing us that in hard times to let go of the word of God. When a guy backslides from the rehab or the church and God's grace and mercy brings him back, I ask the question, what happened? Man, Pastor, to be honest, I stopped praying, I stopped reading. There's power in prayer and word. It works. But that's usually what the man or the woman or the youth member stops. And through a course of time, then addiction comes back. The opposite sex comes back. Money comes back into the picture and takes priority. And we let go of what was keeping us, making us, changing our lives, changing other lives through our lives. And we let go of the teaching of Jesus. Hold represents that you're going to purposely continue to read no matter what takes place. You need a purpose in your life. You need to have a note within your room that when it hits and the enemy's attacking, that I'm going to hold on to the truth. You got to put that little picture you had. You got to go make a copy and laminate it and hang it on your wall, that picture. Turn the lights off for 2 seconds. That one, Lord, please talk to me. Lights on. But the heavy part there in 31, the words of Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Ooh. How many really want to be a disciple of the Lord? You see, you got to really want it in order to continue to hold on You just can't have the word of God when everything's going good. The word of the Lord is there for us to hold on. It's an anchor to hold on. And it goes on, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Who has ever let go of the teachings of Jesus, the reading of the word, when you were going through it? As if God couldn't figure it out, so now you're going to make it happen. Verse 32 goes on to say, if we hold on to the truth, amen, to the teachings of Jesus, we all come together and start reading together, believing together, God will be so honored and he will start to move. Verse 32 says, then when you continue to hold on to the teachings of the Lord, verse 32 says, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So in other words, knowing the truth has power. The teachings of Jesus got such power that they're able to set you free of what the enemy's trying to convince you of. Then you will know the truth. That's if you hold on to God's truth. I looked up this word hold because I know we need to go beyond just knowing the truth. Verse 32 almost looks like you just got to know the truth and you'll be set free. Wrong. Tell your neighbor, wrong. So I want to clarify 32 and go into a little bit more scripture, because the enemy knows the truth well. He knew it so well that he was able to operate and move in the garden of God with God somewhere in the back where there was no sin. He was still able to convince. Tells me that the enemy can work in a clean house. Tells me that the enemy can work in a house that's been serving the Lord 10, 15, 20 years. Can you agree with me? This was the garden. The fall of man had not yet taken place. God himself was in the garden. In communication with Adam and Eve. And the enemy was still crafty enough to convince Eve to partake of the tree in the middle of the garden. The word hold in the Greek means to continue. The word hold in the Greek also means to endure. See, now it's coming beyond just knowing the truth, amen? It's taking a little spin now. I love doers of God's word, amen? It also means, the word hold in the Greek means living. The word hold in the Greek being used here in the book of John also means keep on. The word hold, you're going to like this one, in the Greek also means spend time. Spend time. And the last word, what the word hold in the Greek means is survives. Everything may not be going perfect, but if you hold on to God's word, you're going to survive. Ain't not one of you dead up in here, amen? We're all breathing. We're all hearing the word of God. We're in the presence of God, and God is promising us if we hold on to him, because the Bible tells us that the word of God is God. Jesus here this morning saying, hold on to me. Endure, continue, keep on. Just like you used to keep on when you were lost in darkness. Even when nobody wanted you no more, you kept on. You kept on living that way. You continued to endure having nothing, everybody talking about you. And the word hold there in the Greek also means survives. You need to read God's word to know God's word. That's the first part of the equation. You need to read God's word to know God's word. The Bible goes on to, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But I want to take it a little bit further to one of my favorite books, amen, the book of James. I share on this frequently because it just fits. Because we're a doing church. We're not a religious come to church on Sunday church. We're doers of God's word. So I'm going to prove that we just don't have to know God's word to be set free, amen? James 1:22, the Bible reads, and I'm going to be closing real soon, amen? Do not merely listen to the word, because by listening to God's word, you can learn it. You come to church long enough, you can learn it by just merely listening here this morning. You can take notes, take it home, you can even memorize it. You can know God's word through memorization. But here James saw people that were under memorization of God's word, but there was no power. They weren't set free. The word of God was not doing what it was capable of doing because they were mere listeners of God's word. So James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. So we just can't know the word, but in order to know the word, we need to hear the word. We need to read the word. That brings knowledge of the word. But then we got to take it to a place if we want power, if we want godly results taking place in our lives, through our marriages, through our children, through our ministry. Eventually, we got to grow in a knowledge of the Lord to a place where we're able to do what it says, not only in the good times, but in the hard times. We got to learn how to do what it says. James 1:25. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom. There's that set free, amen? And look at the next word. It's a word of the Greek meaning of hold and continues. That was one of the words of the Greek meaning for the word hold. And continues to do this. I believe James saw others that were doing it and having victory in their lives, and then something took place, and all of a sudden, they lost hold of the teachings of Jesus and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard. In other words, it's important that you go beyond hearing the message this morning. That's good. But we got to get to a place to not just remembering what we have heard, but partaking, applying what we have heard. It goes on, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it. But doing it. Goes on to say, he will be blessed in what he does. He will be blessed in what he does. I just given you 101 Bible right now, the importance of reading God's word and what it's capable of doing in one's life if you apply it. But there's many of you first that you just simply got to read, hear the messages, and hear what is being said, and eventually you'll get to the place where you start applying it. Romans 10, 17. The word of the word reads, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. So not only do we grow in knowledge as you're hearing the message right now, but faith accompanies the word, the message of Jesus. Amen? When you're hearing the word, the Bible says faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word of Christ. So here we come to find out that as you hear the word, you not only get to know the word, but we also come to find out here this morning through Romans 10, 17, that faith, why does faith have to come? Tells us that knowledge ain't where it's all at. Why can't we just have the knowledge and then do it? Why can't we just simply learn the word and do it? Why does faith play such an important part here as we hear the message of the Lord? Faith comes along with hearing. Faith comes. This is my little insight. Faith comes as you're hearing the message to say, I can do it. What Pastor is saying this morning, I can do it. I can read 8-10 minutes in the morning. I can do it. See, without the faith, you hear the message and some of it just stay there. But right now, within some, faith is being stirred in you to apply what is being taught here this morning. Then and only then, the truth sets you free. So faith comes along with the knowledge and the knowing of God's word to say we can do it. It's something that we can do no matter what past background we might have, who we were before. Faith is coming along by what you're hearing right now, and it's saying you can do it. Sally, Billy, you can do it. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus is powerful. It comes with the faith that says you can do it. It's something not just to be heard, but it's something to be done. So faith accompanies the word of the Lord and says you can do it. No matter what's taking place in your life right now, you can do it. It can change. It don't have to stay the same. You got to continue, amen, to read God's word. You got to continue to walk God's word, because his word comes with the faith that says that his son and daughter can do it. Because we know faith comes from the Father. Scripture says that he gives us all a measure of faith to believe. As the preaching of the gospel is going forward here this day, this is the best thing you've heard in a long time. It sounds too good that it's too good to be true, but it's not. It will change your situation. It will change your life. It's God speaking to you, a son, a daughter that he loves, that he was willing to send his son to the cross to die for. Second Corinthians 5:7 in closing. Real simple scriptures, but they're tying in right now. The Bible reads, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Remember I said, not only when you hear the word is it accompanied with knowledge, but it's accompanied with faith. For we walk by faith. It's something we got to do. It's we walk by faith. That's the King James Version. Next version, the NIV translation says, we live by faith, not by sight. And what the enemy was able to trip up Eve was with her sight, her eyes, and what she saw. That tree looked just as delicious as all the other thousand trees in the garden. Yeah, she may look good, don't mean she's the one. He might be so fine, it's just this opportunity may not present itself again. It's bad enough that in the church it's slim pickings. And we trip on stuff like that. And because it's slim pickings, go and be with Julio, the pervert. That's for 1340 listeners right there. You know who Julio is. This is Pastor Charlie speaking. My phone number is 414-236-1368. If your name is Julio or you're hooking up with a Julio, call me anytime. God has given faith here this day at the preaching of his word for us to walk it. When you walk God's word, you're believing what he's saying. When you walk God's word, you're believing what he's saying as the keyboard player makes his way and the worship team. Simple, simple teaching. You want clarity? You want breakthrough? Go to God's word. Walk it. As hard as it gets, walk it. Walk it. This is me. I roll out of bed in the morning. I end up at the end of my bed, and I do this for it. And then I go, oh, and then all the way down. I do it, my operated arm, and everything before I get up. And once I'm here, I'm gone. Because when I get up with purpose. Vision. No matter how much my body's hurting, no matter how many problems there may be in the church, I get up with purpose.